It's Love Line. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Have a good weekend there, Drew?
Not bad, but you've been sick all weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you got there?
Sore throat, fever, all that stuff.
Always funny when the doctor gets sick.
Thank you. Thank you for your empathy.
Like when the fire chief's house burns down. Always funny.
That's
right. Sort of ironic funny, but funny.
Panels all in.
Nonetheless, I have no idea what that draft was. You want to play the whole thing, Anderson? What?
And now subscribe to any of our movie packages and you get the first.
Wow. We're now playing commercials during the show. That's great.
Somebody messed with something.
Ah, what a surprise. All right, I'd like an official apology from the L.A. weathermen who told me it was going to be much hotter this weekend than it already was during the week, and I emotionally
prepared
for that, and now I'd like some compensation.
Well, today was bad.
No.
Yesterday was not.
It was certainly no hotter yesterday and today and Friday than it was during the week. As a matter of fact, it was cooler, especially yesterday, and somewhat today. A little cloud coverage.
Yeah.
It seemed like a good 5, 8, maybe even 10 degrees off of what it was, let's say, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of last week.
And that's awful.
I remember sitting around, I was watching the news, I think Thursday night or Friday afternoon, and they said, hey, if you were miserable this week, load up that gun, because you're going to kill yourself. It is going to be worse this weekend. And I know that just seems like news, but how do they F up so regularly? And I'd really like to get a petition going to put an end to the 5 and now especially the 7-day forecast. Because if you a-holes can't figure out what's going to go on later on that day, you certainly should not be talking about a 7-day forecast. Do you know what I mean? The 7-day forecast, to me, is the equivalent, at least for L.A. weathermen, is equivalent to a guy who's having trouble diving off of a diving board, you know, without his legs flopping over the back of his head or landing on his belly, announcing to the world that he's going to do a triple gainer with a half twist and not make so much as a ripple when he enters the water.
Right.
That's what that is to me.
Right.
And I now completely dismiss it. They start talking. Listen, why don't you idiots just go for the 1 month forecast as long as you're not doing anything? Because that's absolute nonsense.
The heat thing affects both of us emotionally the same way. Like, oh,
yes.
It's devastating.
I hate the heat.
I heard the same thing on Thursday and Friday. I thought, oh, my God.
That's right.
I'm not going to make it.
I was emotionally, I don't want to get into details, but I prepared ways to end my life. I wrote a note, a couple, and I had people ready to collect my rotting corpse on Monday.
You get a crew ready to come in and clean your house up?
Yeah, hide all the porn. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yesterday afternoon, my girlfriend came over, and she kind of like, decided to get with me or whatever, naked on my bed, and I kind of like, started rubbing my penis on her vagina, and I kind of think that...
Was it attached to you at the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
I kind of, like, started rubbing on her vagina, and I think I might have had some leakage, and I've been, like, tweaking all day, you know?
Right.
Thinking that I got her pregnant.
Right.
I don't know, can you get a girl pregnant by just, like... And she's still a virgin, though.
I see.
Yeah, she's still a virgin, and I just wanted to know.
Not in God's house, but yeah.
Pregnant.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Mm.
It's not a great practice. And what do you mean rubbing it on?
I was like, well, you know, we decided like not to have like sex, like total sex, like not go all the way.
Right.
Like for marriage.
Right.
And so we decided to just do that, you know, just give each other like a little pleasure here and there.
I see. How many more of these episodes before something slips? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, something's got to happen soon, doesn't it?
So you're saying it's like if we keep doing this, it's like...
If you keep doing it, let me tell you something about the penis, Joe. You're 18, you don't know. The penis has a sort of instinct where it wants to seek shelter or shade or something when it becomes erect.
Yeah.
All right? And
it'll stop at nothing.
It will stop at nothing. And what will happen is you'll be sort of, you'll have that erection and you'll be sort of rubbing it around that area and it'll magically just find its way in. It's going to happen. I'm surprised it didn't happen this time. So you ought to have a condom nearby. Because this is going to happen.
And
she's not pregnant now, though.
Any question, I'll get the morning after pill for her, though. 1-888-NOT-NUMBER-2-LATE. 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. Get the pill. She takes it once, takes it again a couple hours, 12 hours, and that will be that.
Yeah. She's really just rubbing it around, though. But who knows what his definition of that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like knocking on the door.
Van Gogh with a paintbrush.
Yeah.
Just rubbing it around that canvas. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Okay, I have a question.
Oh, boy.
Very quick. You got to
sit down. I put her on hold. Why is every line we have so horrible? Jessica is 16, wants to know if Deborah Pavera is less effective toward the end of the 12 weeks.
No.
Is that how long it's good for?
Right, 3 months.
Depo shot's good for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's probably good for 3.5 months,
right.
They just tell you.
That's right. And in fact, the decrease in pregnancy rate right now is thought to be due to increase in utilization of more sort of effective means of contraception like this.
Right.
The more effective, the more easily to use, the more it's having an effect on pregnancy.
Why? There's a decrease in pregnancy?
A little bit right now, yeah.
That's good. Suzanne?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the decrease in births, but decrease in pregnancies.
I see.
What
the hell does that mean? What does that mean?
More going to have, even though the numbers of pregnancies are less, the numbers that are seeing those pregnancies through are.
I see. Good.
And most of them are out of wedlock.
More abortions. Good.
No, less abortions.
Oh, less abortions. Bad. Suzanne?
Hi.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I don't know what your point is then, girl. I'm having trouble processing.
Well, you said teen pregnancies are down. I said, yeah, teen pregnancies are down, but the number of delivered births, I'm not sure, are down. I don't think they're down. Let's check that
out. So what does that mean?
So that means that people are using more effective contraception, but of the people that get pregnant, they have babies.
I see.
More than having babies.
I see. But you could assume that less pregnancies equals less kids, couldn't you?
But it's not happening right now.
It isn't?
No.
Just less pregnancies.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of multiples. Suzanne?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
Okay. First of all, I wanted to tell you guys that I was on the show like 3 weeks ago or something when Carmen Electra was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I don't know if you remember me, but I was the one that ran away from home and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we remember you.
Okay. That's me.
Hey.
Okay. I through my life, I've been raped 3 times by 3 different people.
You've been raped 3 times by 3 different people?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like, it's totally different times. I just want to know
perfectly
why.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy, by the way. Go ahead.
I just want to know why it's happening to you. Like,
people that have been victimized, particularly as young children, seem to be great victims as they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow victimizers know how to find you.
Oh, okay. That totally explains me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at it this way. I was just talking to someone about this the other day. We all know, like, if someone got beat on by their dad, it makes them easier targets to get beat on by their husband or their boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's sort of the theory of this show. And then everyone picture some really, like, healthy, strong girl who comes from a great, great family and all that kind of stuff, preferably Jewish. This is the one example I used when I was talking to someone I know about, someone named Daniel Chaykin. Tough Jewish chick, you know. I said, picture her boyfriend taking a swing at her. What would that end up like? And the guy just started laughing. Because it'd be an immediate counter punch, then a phone to, you know, call the cops, and then that poor guy would never be able to set foot in that house ever again. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And think about if you tried to rape her.
No.
What that would be like. Be like trying to rape a bobcat.
Yeah, right.
No. I'm not saying rape doesn't happen by force on occasion, but usually not 3 times.
I just say
the same person.
Think of puppies.
All right.
The dogs they grow
up
to be.
Think about raping puppies?
No. You abuse a puppy, what kind of dog you grow up to be?
Yeah.
And think of the abuse.
Hold on, I'm still thinking about raping a puppy.
And that dog tends to attract abuse, doesn't it?
I don't know. Okay. Not as good as my Jewish chick star, for example. All right, so what did we leave Suzanne off with?
What was her question?
I have no idea. I was telling my
No, she said, why does this keep happening?
All right, Suzanne?
Hmm?
It's the whole victim thing.
Yeah, also I have another question.
Yeah.
Should I tell my boyfriend about it?
No.
You should tell somebody about it, right?
Well, wait a minute. I don't trust this guy. Did you pick him?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. How old is he?
He's 19.
19. Oh, boy. What's he drive?
Was he driving? He crashed his car.
DUI, huh?
No, it wasn't. He fell asleep, like, on New Year's.
He fell asleep because he was drunk.
No, he didn't. He doesn't drink at all.
I see.
He doesn't do drugs or anything.
That's right. He's on probation.
No, what, he's not on anything.
What's he do?
He's in the Marines.
He was in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me feel much better. What's he do for a living?
Well, he doesn't have a job right now.
Why is he not still in the Marines?
Because he got sent back.
Yeah.
Because he had taken Prozac before.
Because he took Prozac?
Yeah, like they said that they don't want him to like have anything reoccur, like depression or anything.
Right. After he held his drill sergeant hostage for a 4-day standoff.
Right there, him and the sergeant?
Yeah. Something happened. All right. Hey, Suzanne?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having sex with this guy?
No.
Really?
I'm a virgin. Oh, no, kind of.
Well, why aren't you having sex with him?
Because he wants to save till marriage.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Don't tell him about the rapes.
Okay.
It just,
you gotta tell somebody.
Yeah, you gotta get some therapy.
Yeah.
Well, we already went through a whole court case because my brother molested me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went through a whole court case and everything, and he's in jail.
Your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get some treatment after that?
What?
Did you get some treatment after that?
Like a year, it doesn't work.
Well, you got raped two more times after that, I suspect not, but maybe you weren't doing the work.
Well, like, the therapist lady, I didn't really want to talk to her.
Well, it's not going to work if you don't talk to her.
Well, you got to do it.
Yeah, also, I'm in a foster home, whatever. I'm adopted now.
Mm. All right. So, like, what do your adopted parents think of the guy who was drummed out of the Marines, who's 19 and doesn't have a car, who's dating you? By the way, you crashed your car on New Year's, and we're in the middle of August, and you don't have a new ride. Probably not a good sign.
But he's a really nice guy and everything.
All right. I don't trust him, Suzanne. He's 19.
You're 15.
You're 15.
Okay.
He's not a nice guy.
Listen, how your foster parents are adopted parents?
They're okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
How many kids do they have?
400.
Just me.
They call, okay. She's number, they call her Little Miss 237. All right. All right, Suzanne. Don't have sex with anybody.
Okay.
All right. And don't take any rides from strangers. And don't walk through any vacant lots.
And get some treatment again, please.
Okay.
All right. All right. Man show's on, by the way. It's a big beach extravaganza.
Wonderful.
Tonight. Forgot about that. Yes. Comedy Central, 10 o'clock. Almost forgot to alert the kiddies. Jason?
Yo. I'm here.
You're 25. What's up?
Well, how should I put it? I get a lot of questions, but I'll narrow down to this one. I've been overweight all my life, and I just started last year bodybuilding. And I've noticed that my sex drive, my aggression is getting a little bit too high.
Are you taking anything?
No, I'm not.
No supplements?
The only thing I was taking was like a adrenaline supplement. I don't remember what it was called, but...
Yeah, well, that might make you irritable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
I stopped doing that because I was having problems with work, kind of talking and telling off the bosses.
Wow.
It's not so hot.
Huh.
But
are you still working at Hot Dog on a Stick?
No, actually, yeah. I'm a warehouse supervisor.
And you, so you're overweight your whole life?
Yeah.
And now you're in good shape now?
I'm getting there. Since last year, I've lost quite a bit of weight, and I've bulked up quite a bit.
Fat produces estrogen. Adipose produces estrogen, and that can decrease your sex drive. Muscle mass, exercise, all that tends to increase testosterone. So
plus, the better you look naked, the more sex drive you have.
So all those things move you in that direction. So.
Okay.
Plus, sometimes you have some very significant aggression tied up somewhere.
Well,
and sometimes you have expressed sexually.
Fat kid get made fun of all his whole life.
Why was he fat?
Why were you fat?
It's all genetic.
Nobody ever struck you, hit you?
Oh, no. No, no. My family is way too tight-knit. We're really protective over each other.
Yeah. All right.
Hmm.
You didn't use food as a crutch like Drew?
I'm sorry?
Drew uses food as a crutch. And I don't mean that emotionally. He actually
uses
a baguette as a walking stick. Yeah. What? Thank you.
The other question is, I have a chemical imbalance. I was born with it,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if maybe that might be the.
What's the name of that? What is the name of that chemical imbalance?
Well, actually, I had BD. I have it's hard
BD?
To explain. Yeah.
Bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah, bipolar is a significant psychiatric condition, and whether or not you were genetically predisposed, how much of it was environmental, certainly remains to be seen. It doesn't matter. The issue is a biological one at this point, and absolutely that also can affect your sex drive as you become more manic. You really need to talk to your psychiatrist about that. You must be on medication.
For don't time. Touch that mic, would
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Christy?
Yes?
You're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
Once I masturbated just to see what it was like, and I don't think I did it right because it did nothing for me. It just didn't work for me.
I see.
At 13, that would be
that's fine.
The usual experience.
Yeah, I gave it a run at 13 too with mixed results.
Just keep figuring it out. It's all right.
You'll be fine. You got plenty of time. You're 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with you, all right?
Mm-hmm. What grade are you in? Eighth, ninth grade?
I'm going into eighth.
Going into eighth?
Yeah.
Oh. Listen, Puddin. Leave that crotch years alone for a few years. All right?
Okay.
Pretend it doesn't exist.
Okay.
It's just a hole that pee comes out of.
Okay.
Okay, write that down. It's good for nothing else. Do you understand me?
Okay.
All right, so go easy. None of your friends are doing this, are they?
They don't really talk about it, so I don't know.
Right. Well, there you go. They're probably not. Give it a few years. You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I do think women ought to talk about it.
Save that virginity.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Really?
Women,
why?
Because the male rendition of that doesn't work for women. The way a man would describe and or encourage or engage in masturbation is not in any way like that a woman experiences
yeah.
in most cases.
Women need to go to that special place.
Yes.
And guys need to go to that special place called Earth.
Yeah. And that consciousness is this awake. Is that a special place?
I love talking to my buddies about all the ones that have whacked off on the road. I'm talking while driving. All of them. Behind the wheel.
Any especially poignant stories?
Well, I just remember one time, my friend John. You ever have somebody tell you something that they're very disgusted by and you do it too?
I never leave.
No, I never told them.
Ugh.
No, they're going, she's going, I was driving home from work today. And I told
she?
Yeah, she says this.
John?
His mother.
Huh.
His mother says, I'm driving home from work today. Would you listen up, you idiot? Even Anderson knows.
Did he say his mother?
All right, I didn't hear it. Jesus. John's mom's driving home from work. So she says to me, this is 10 years ago. She says, there was someone in a car next to me. They were masturbating. I could not believe it. I was shocked. What kind of sick, twisted individual would do something like, and I'm thinking to myself, geez, Christ, I'm gonna got one off on the way over. So I had to sit there and act outrage. This is an outrage. I hope, did you get a license?
Did you bring John to the mix?
Jesus Christ. John was probably in his room squeezing one off during the story. I was like, I had to act outraged. Oh, you poor dear. Did you get a license plate? What's wrong with you? Wait, you are just a class A spaz. You punch the mic.
Yep.
Not even enough that you brush up against it. What happened? Are you hot? What's
yep.
going on?
I'm sick. I have clammy and ugh.
So what's this doing for you? You waving your hand.
I'm sweating. I'm sorry.
See, now I'm so Pavlovian. I see a guy waving something around. I think someone farted. I see a woman like sitting in a bus stop fanning herself. Like, oh, she must have just broken wind. That's all that's good for now.
I see.
Crystal?
Yeah?
You're 13.
Yeah. Can you hold on a second?
No.
Oh, boy.
All right. Listen, we're going to take ourselves a little break.
Wow.
Crystal's question is, his boyfriend kept losing erection during sex. Oh, she's 13. 13. Crystal?
Yeah.
What grade are you going into?
Eighth.
Going into eighth. All right, hold on. going into eighth, everybody. All right, we're going to take a little break. Drew's going to get some cold air on his
shower.
Yeah, take some, put some cold water on his wrists and cool himself down. And then we're going to be back to digging a crystal after this. Yeah, that is a good riff there. Who is that?
Offspring.
Oh, it's Offspring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, figures.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, they just have good riffs, that band.
Yeah, I wish you watched that show Big Brother that I'm on so we can talk about it a little.
Oh, you already got 17
episode.
Million people watching. You need
just
another
one? Episode. I just, yeah.
Where? When is that show on?
Every night.
Every night? But was it on Friday night?
Yep.
No.
It's every night at 8 except Wednesday at 9.
Now, on Friday night, I watched Making the Band, that show about the guys trying to start a band, an all-boy band. I love that stuff. Oh, Friday night.
Home well, just watch this so we can talk about it, because I want to talk about these people in the house. And if you haven't seen them, you can't...
Well, you know me. I don't need to be familiar with something to have a strong opinion.
I understand that, but you watch one episode, and you and I will be able to talk about this in great detail.
Well, I'm doing Politically Incorrect tomorrow night.
Right.
So I won't watch it. But
they're by 6.
No, you know what? They're doing some kind of late feed show or whatever. It starts at 8:30.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm hustling tomorrow night. Crystal?
Yeah.
So you're 13?
Yeah.
How old's your boyfriend?
Huh? 15.
15. Mm-hmm. You guys are having sex?
Yeah.
That's nice. How long have you been having sex? A few years now?
No.
No.
Just recently.
Just recently?
Yeah.
How long has he been your boyfriend?
About half a year.
Is that something you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's a
resounding
endorsement. Yeah.
I would imagine most 13-year-old women would not be choosing to do that.
Yeah, leave her alone.
With people my own age, I hang out with, like, people that are older than me.
Right. Very good. So, what happened to his penis last time he tried to have sex?
He kept stopped getting erected.
He kept stopped getting erected?
Yeah.
Hmm. I remember when I had erected problems.
Stopped erected problems.
Yes. I used to call them cease erected problems, but I choose the $10 words. So he stopped getting erected, huh?
Yeah. And I just wanted to know if, like, was I doing anything wrong? Or
no. I would say essentially never has anything to do with the woman.
Well, when did he stop getting erected?
Well, a couple times... It wouldn't go in, and I guess he got frustrated or something.
Because it wouldn't go in because you had pain?
Yeah.
Did this happen?
No, anywhere.
Has it ever worked out?
Yeah.
It has?
Yeah.
But there's just recently he stopped getting erected.
Yeah.
He started to stop getting erected.
Yeah.
And how many times would you say you successfully had sex before he started to stop getting erected?
Once.
Oh, so you're on a roll.
Was that painful?
Yes.
Okay. That is your body telling you you may not be ready.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Have you seen a doctor?
No.
Okay. If you're going to be sexually active, you must get pelvic exams. You must get contraception, right?
Uh-huh.
What are you guys using for birth control?
He's using a condom, and this week I'm supposed to go and see a doctor with my friend.
Right. Okay.
Good times.
But I don't think they're going to find a reason for the pain. I think the pain is the spasm of the muscles down there from being nervous.
Yeah.
And not being relaxed and comfortable with this whole act you're involved with. And he, of course, he's reacting to that because you're uncomfortable. It's not a very arousing situation.
Well,
that's actually a good thing that he reacts that way.
When you're 15, when you're a 15-year-old guy, you can only foul so many off at the plate before you go down swinging. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have experience and time on your hands.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no training.
Small window there. And if that window closes on your penis, it ain't going to work.
Are these new chairs?
Those chairs have been here for some months now, maybe some years. You haven't seen those?
Because it looked different.
Didn't notice that?
I didn't notice those chairs.
All right. Far as I know. It's good radio, Drew, where you just point off.
I was going to say, finally, the West one got something new in here. These sweats look different than the usual ones.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah?
Right. What do you got, ADD? Are you going to pick a goddamn call? What's going on with you over there? Are you stalling? No kidding. Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was about 5 or 6 years old.
There was this girl that I've known, like when we were little kids. We started, I guess you call it, play a doctor almost. We actually gave each other oral. We touched each other. We played with each other.
Drew, as a doctor, do you ever perform oral on your patients?
It's part of the doctor.
It is part of it? Yes. I see. Okay.
I'm very nervous and I'm very serious. It's now to the point to now I'm 16. And after doing that for so, like, that went on for maybe a year. And my, you know, we got caught. I mean, we didn't know we were doing anything wrong.
Yeah, but you didn't know you were doing anything wrong, but you still did it in the closet, right?
It was, we did sometimes go in the closet, we did it in a room, we locked the door.
Well, you may have had a feeling you were doing something wrong, you locked the door and did it in the closet.
Well, it was more of a thing where we didn't want anybody else to know about it.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now.
But you didn't know you were doing anything wrong.
There's
a big difference.
I'm erotic by little kids. I mean,
yeah.
In my fantasies, I don't necessarily want to rape.
Right.
But I like to have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I know what you're saying.
Here's the thing. Because of what happened a long time ago, and what can I do? I don't want
to. You need to talk to someone about it. You got to get some therapy on this because it is a stuck spot for you. It sort of gets biologically ingrained into your sexual orientation that is what sexuality is, and it sort of turns on a mechanism that needs to be sort of worked through in some way, or you will do something awful to somebody.
And can you ever work it through, or can you just work with it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like...
your sexuality.
I was just thinking about it. Think where your sort of orientations come from. But think about it.
Let me say two things to that, first off.
How dare you?
Number one. How dare you? And secondly, how dare you? But yeah, it's true. Listen, I love big boobs, and I don't know who could talk me out of that.
But remember,
dig up Freud.
You said something about, remember your first experience was in Playboy Woman. You sort of saw that image, and that got etched into your head as that sort of your sexual experience. You know what I'm saying?
It still is.
That's the point.
Thank you.
He had his sexual experience prematurely.
I know.
And his whole sexuality got
oriented. Let me explain Drew's first sexual experience. Man. And now that is etched into his head or his behind. Listen, everybody. Here's the part. Here's what I think from doing this show. We talk to these people, these pedophiles that go to prison, these guys who involve themselves in all sorts of illegal, devious acts. And I always say, what's 10 years in prison going to do? I mean, let's say you're not into boys, little boys. Let's say you're into chicks with big cans. You send me away to prison, what's the first thing I want to do in 10 years when I get out? That's what I'm into. And whether it's right or whether it's wrong, I don't think that really makes a difference. It's a point, I could make an argument for being wrong, you being more committed to that, because it's a harder life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that going to change? I know it's easy to change because it seems wrong to us, but if it's right for you, I mean, whether you're into Latin chicks or black chicks or big boob chicks or short chicks or tall chicks or blondes or blue eyes, or whatever women are into, hey, that's what you're into. And you're going to have a hell of a time talking someone out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you not act on it? I think you can not act on it. But I think you got to work at that.
I notice it's mostly men, isn't it?
Yeah.
In other words, it's men that get that sort of stuff etched into their head. Women become perfect victims from that on.
No, but women get stuff etched in emotionally. They go after emotional type. Controlling type, or manipulative type, or rough type, aggressive type, or even there's good types too, but they go after those types.
Yeah.
And it doesn't turn into a physical thing, tall guys, short guys. I mean, they have their preferences.
Yeah.
But women don't get into 10-year-old women.
They get into power.
Or 10-year-old girls.
Power.
Whatever they get into, it's an emotional thing.
Yeah.
Guys get into a physical type.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to talk guys out of that physical type, whether it be big boobs or 8-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Which are both my thing now, by the way. I can just get those boobs on that 8-year-old boy. Oh, don't even kid, Drew. You know what? Don't kid. All right. So, Kevin sounds serious about his problem, and he's 16, and he's not acting on it, and he needs to talk to someone about it.
Because he will.
Now, and nip this in the bud before he nips someone in the butt.
Yeah.
Devin?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. What's up?
I have a new girlfriend, and she gets
chased after only 15 minutes of sex. And I'm kind of a distance guy, and I don't know what I can do.
I think that would be sort of average. 15,
really?
20 minutes, most women sort of, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to hang a little. How old is she?
She's 23.
Yeah. And are you a vigorous guy, sexually?
Kind of, yes.
Move at a pretty good pace?
Yes.
How's the lubrication doing?
It's doing okay, but I wanted to know if it's because the inside of her vagina is bumpy. I don't know what that means.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean, I didn't know if, like, because I know some women are smooth and some are...
No.
It means nothing.
Okay.
Some are smooth and some are... Those are probably just the teeth of an unborn child from a previous relationship. I wouldn't worry about it.
And
some women are smooth and some are bumpy?
Mm-hmm.
You mean sort of that ribbed?
No, like on the inside, like some are like have a bumpy feel about them.
Yeah, but you mean towards the... Give my picture here.
Drew, you ever been with any bumpy broads?
Give me the picture.
Oh, no, not the vagina book. All right, hold on. Let me get this thing over here. Yeah. And do you know what he's talking about with the smooth and the bumpy vagina?
I think he's not. I'll show you something.
In size?
Yeah, in size.
Yeah.
See this surface over here? That should be a little more prominent.
What surface?
See that, how sort of ribbed appearing that is?
Yeah.
That could be more apparent.
Where's the hole up here?
Adam, where's the hole?
This could be more prominent in some people.
Yeah. You mean so it's like ribbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridged.
Ridged.
Yeah.
Ridged, yeah. So it's like you put your penis in there, it comes out smooth. It's like a rock tumbler.
But I know, very, very like...
I think I may have ran into too many of them too early in my career, and that's what happened. So what is it? She's bumpy in there, yeah?
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, is that maybe
no.
why she gets chafed really quickly?
No, maybe she's not as turned on as you think she is.
The fact that...
Ooh, ouch.
And
the fact that you're feeling the bumps means there may not be enough lubrication.
Well, I feel like with my hands.
Oh, I see.
And then use more lubricant, and then
your penis isn't in there at the same time, is it?
And then realize that 15 minutes may be her sort of thing. Maybe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a respectable period of time.
Yeah, 15 is pretty solid. Listen, if you marry her, you'll be thanking the heavens for that 15 minutes and trying to whittle it down to 10. Believe you me.
Really?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't worry about it, and just maybe more lubrication will.
Yeah.
And then pay attention to what's going on with her, because when the drying up thing is.
Well, she's not. That's just it. She's not dry.
All right, but listen, Casanova.
Yeah.
Why don't you break it up a little? You know, go in for 10 minutes or something, and get out and do a little oral for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then back in again. Reset the clock. Huh?
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
That's my move. That's my hypothetical move.
Your fantasy move?
That's my fantasy move of the week. I get in there, I get down for a little while, then I pull out a little oral, then back in, then a little more oral, then back in again, then more oral, then back in, then oral, then back in. Then the phone rings, I put on pause. It's my mom. All right.
I've never been with a woman.
Let's see. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Brandon. Brandon is 18. Smoking cigarettes increase bowel movements. That's good. Hey, Brandon?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
All right.
All right. It's a good question. We'll get into that and many other topics after this. Yeah. Hey. There. Love line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brooke Assault will be in here tomorrow night.
See Ann trying to give you the finger there?
Oh, yeah.
She'll give you the point.
Did Ann give me the point when Anderson gave me the point?
Yeah, but strangely, she ain't got that gusto there.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
He's feeling a little under the weather, so I jumped in.
Oh, okay. Well, stand behind him giving the point. I'll get it. And you're also wearing a sweatshirt that blends you in perfectly
with the room.
If there was camouflage made for production studios, that would be it. Hey, watch. Stand up, Ann.
It's sort of a greenish-gray.
Yeah. She goes right in with the wall, and then there's big notebooks behind her to her left. All right, and we're going to work it out on the next break, because I do love that big engineer finger. Brandon?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yep. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. My question was, I actually have several, is, first of all, does smoking increase or make bowel movements harder or harsher?
There's a good question. I think it gets you going.
You can stimulate. Yeah, it's a stimulant.
It's like a cup of coffee, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. And my second question was really quick. I'm on like 5 different medications.
What are you on? I got a faster way. What aren't you on? And then we'll just do the math.
I'm not on a lot, but what I am on
is
Adderall, Wellbutrin, Cerazone, Effexor, and Risperdal.
That's an unusual combination of antidepressants.
Yeah, and I was wondering, mixing antidepressants, could that make someone more depressed?
Not really.
Wow.
You mean mixing the Cerazone, Effexor, and the Wellbutrin?
Yeah.
How'd you get on that many? That's a lot.
That's what my psychiatrist chose to vote me on.
It's very aggressive. No, I would think more in terms of just not feeling well on them. And,
who's your psychiatrist? Evel Knievel?
And talk to the psychiatrist about what other options there might be if you're not feeling well.
All right, because we've been working on it for like the past 2 years.
I can see. It's a very aggressive combination.
How are you doing there, Brandon?
I'm fair, but I have like moments where I'm like really suicidal. And but
how's everything else going?
It's going all right.
Can you work?
I was never molested or abused or anything.
That's nice. Well, there's still time. You know, you're only 18.
Yeah.
You give it a few months.
Yeah.
What do you do? Can you work? Do you go to school?
Well, I just finished up high school. I'm about to go to college.
Great.
In the fall.
What college are you going to?
Abilene Christian University in Texas.
Wow, a 4-year school?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, he's on 5 meds. He's going to a 4-year university. I couldn't even get into junior college. I was on nothing. Although, had those medications existed.
Right, there you go. He should have been on something.
Well,
thank you.
I just wanted to let you guys know that you guys are both my idols.
Thank you.
Yep, and I hope you guys have a great night.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right.
Abilene Christian, you know, ACU or something.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Go Fighting Winos. What's the name of the team over there?
I have no idea.
We'll find out.
That's a good name for a football team, the Fighting Winos.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, you know what's funny? The Rainbow Warriors over at the University of Hawaii?
Yes.
You know the name of the team,
right.
The Rainbow Warriors?
Right.
They're changing the name because the gays have adopted
You're
the
gay.
Rainbow. And they don't want to think of a bunch of homos over there.
Is it they don't want them to think they're a bunch of gay folk, or that the gay folk are objecting them using that logo?
No. I know you'd like to believe the gays were, feathers were ruffled, because it's easy for the gays to feathers get ruffled. And I probably researched it might go that way. But no, I think these people voluntarily pulled out.
And the thing going on now to attack sports teams with offensive or ethnically.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Ethnically, what, improprietous sort of images?
Oh, listen.
Cleveland Indians.
Yep. Yep. You know, I will file that under who cares and who cares. Dahlia?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, Adam, I just wanted to say that you're really funny. And, okay, my problem...
Thanks, baby.
Sure. My problem is that I just, like, keep on lying to people.
Okay. How come?
Friends?
Why?
Why?
You've confused her now.
Wait, what?
Why?
Why? Because it makes me feel better.
Right. Okay. Better than what?
Huh?
Better
right.
about what?
That's true. This is going to go on all night.
I got a couple questions. Better about what?
About myself.
And what's wrong with yourself? How do you feel about yourself?
I don't know.
Why do you feel bad about yourself?
Well, I don't feel bad about myself. I just feel better.
Well, what kind of lies do you tell them?
Like what I did over the weekend and like...
Yeah, like found the cure to AIDS, stuff like that?
No, like yeah. I got
if
arrested.
If you felt good about
you
yourself.
You said you got arrested?
Yeah.
You lied about getting arrested?
Yeah.
Why would you want to tell them you got arrested, though? Just to get attention?
Yeah.
I see. What did you tell me you got arrested for? Vehicular manslaughter?
No, for having drugs.
I see. Yeah, that's cool.
If
right.
you actually felt well about yourself, felt good about yourself, what would there be a need to feel better? There's no better than.
Oh, well, listen, who cares? Knock it off, would you?
See, I've tried, but I can't.
All right, well, then keep going.
Well, this is usually people who are very ashamed of themselves.
Really? Are you very ashamed of yourself?
I actually am.
Yeah, but it's weird. Someone's very ashamed of herself since she got arrested over the weekend.
It's a way of sort of standing out against the man and identifying with a certain social group and empowering them.
Yeah. Did you lie when you were a kid?
No.
And what about...
Almost never.
What about as a teenager?
No, well, I just couldn't do it.
As a young man, though...
I started about 35.
A very passionate young man. And, you know, Drew makes no bones about his past, bone being an operative word, dating a few different gals and stuff. He must have had to do some lying in those situations. Oh, yeah. Was that or you'd get your ass kicked, right? You gotta lie to your wife, don't you?
No, I don't lie to her.
Oh, but she's okay. That's good. That's a lie there. Very smart. Very touche.
No, I don't lie to her. I'm trying to think if I lied to her in my early 20s.
Yeah. Hey, here's the point. You didn't lie. I couldn't lie as a kid or as a teenager or a young adult. Could not lie.
It drove me crazy if I were to lie.
Why? Because you felt bad? I just couldn't do it.
I couldn't sustain it. I just.
I didn't have enough confidence. Now I can lie my ass off. Oh, I can lie like a mother effer. Oh, the lies I tell. I'll tell you, it's great. But never could do it. Never could do it in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about that during the commercial.
Yeah.
Because I really couldn't lie. Like 15, 16, just could not do it.
Yeah, I was the same way.
Another reason to hate my parents.
I always felt sort of transparent, too. Like, if I tried, somebody would immediately would see
that. I think that's just low self-esteem.
Yeah.
You don't feel good enough to lie.
Yeah.
Now I feel good about myself, so I can lie all day. All right. What do I tell her to do? Quit lying. That's right. Robert?
Hey.
You're 15.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I was at Warped Tour on Tuesday, and some guy came up to me and gave me a little yellow pill.
Yeah.
And it had a V on it, and I was just wondering, you know, what it was.
Like not like the letter, but like an open hole in the middle that was in the shape of a V?
No, it was just like the letter V. It was sort of like a dent. You know, sort of like indented on it.
No, I suppose it could be Valium, but Valium usually is a hole in the middle of it.
You mean it goes all the way through?
Yeah.
Really?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, you could see through to the other side with the V?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's precious drug they stamped out of there. What are they doing with those Vs? Can I get some of those Vs? Give me a sack of Valium Vs. Like the donut holes they would sell?
Right.
Hey, give me
those. Valium holes.
Yeah, Valium holes. Really? I took a Valium one.
Glazed or chocolate?
Sprinkles. It surprised me.
Prom, yeah.
Listen, I took a Valium once. It didn't have that V thing popped out in the middle.
It was generic.
This is from Mexico.
Generic.
Oh, no. The guy found it under a car seat or something. Oh, what the hell.
What did it do to you?
What?
Oh, me?
No, I didn't take it. I just dropped it. I didn't know what it was.
Very
smart.
All right.
I gotta go, Robert.
You don't know what it was?
No, they could be lots of different things.
Come on, you're 15. It's time to start taking drugs.
All right.
Hey, Robert.
Unacceptable.
Next time you get something looks a little iffy, you send it to me.
All right.
I'll have Drew take a look at it. He gives me the thumbs up. I'll take it, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks.
You did the right thing.
All right.
We're very proud of you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you in hell.
All right.
Let's talk to Andy. Andy?
Hey.
You're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
Remember me from the other night?
I don't know.
You seen us?
Oh, yeah, you. What do you want?
I just
want
to know. I got these weird warts on my dick from having sex with my girlfriend.
I am the big boy.
All right, why don't we cut our losses, take a little break.
Good, Drew.
What do you think?
Right,
when we come back, we're going to talk to David, who can't orgasm during sex because of the way he masturbates. Just real fast. How do you masturbate, David?
I use my forefingers.
You use your forefingers?
My forefingers. On the underside of my penis.
Forefingers?
You use all four of your fingers?
No, my forefingers, my middle and my pointer.
All right, hold on a second.
Why would he call those forefingers?
Your middle... And your pointer,
index, and the third finger.
You have a forefinger, but you don't have two forefingers, do you?
You have an index and a third finger.
Where's your forefinger?
Fourth.
All right. All right. Listen. All right. We'll get back to Hillbilly David and his masturbatory techniques after this. Hey, coming at you coast to coast. Yeah, we're everywhere. Yeah, that's that girl, man. We're all doing what? Maybe we'll do a little lightning round tonight, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, feeling good.
Yes! God, yes!
David?
Yes.
You're 18?
I'm 18, yes.
All right. Now, you kept saying four...
what I mean
fingers.
Is...
Fingers.
Yeah.
But you only have one forefinger.
I was...
You have no forefinger.
I was rocking.
Don't you have a thumb and forefinger?
It's an index finger.
Yeah, but...
All right. Well, you could call it a forefinger, right?
I'm sure you could. But the fingers I'm talking about are my middle and my pointer.
Your index and your third fingers.
Yeah.
Second and third fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah. And I've been masturbating, just going up and down.
These two?
Do you know what...
Yeah. On the back?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah, backside, yeah.
Yeah. Do you incorporate the thumb?
No.
Right. What's the problem?
I use
Yeah.
I use my stomach as leverage.
As leverage. Oh, you push it up against your belly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if
this is a Corolla automobile technique, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what I use on the road. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's standard or what, but it's not the typical jerking motion.
All right, well, yeah. What is your question?
What I'm saying is me and my girlfriend started, well, she started doing, like, oral sex a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and because I'm not used to that, the kind of jerking motion, I couldn't really, and I still can't get off on that motion, and right. It's really bothering me.
Yeah, with oral sex.
Yeah.
What about the intercourse?
Just recently we started having an intercourse, and I'm having trouble with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see, because it's been so many years of this very specific sensation and technique, your penis is bewildered by sex.
Yeah, pretty much.
As my friend Snake would say, sex is good. It's not the real thing, but it's good.
More or less, yeah.
Right. And your penis is confused. All right. Yeah. How, you can, the one good thing about the penis, it's very versatile. It's it can make a nice, smooth transition.
Okay.
All you have to do is stop whacking yourself with that old technique and get a little busier with your girlfriend, and eventually she will take over.
What do you mean exactly?
Try again.
Let's see. Stop whacking yourself so much.
Okay.
With that technique, or any technique, why don't you just back off a little
bit? Back off a little bit?
What are you good for a day?
Oh, one or two at most. 6 days is like five.
Yes, I know. And you're sick 3 days a week?
No.
You got mono?
I refrain.
All right, listen. Why don't you give yourself four times a week?
Okay.
All right. You do what that Richard Simmons does with that deal-a-meal. You know, it's like a little notebook thing you flip open and you flip down a protein. So you get up in the morning and you have like a glass of milk and some cereal. So you flip down a protein and you flip down a carb.
Where did you hear about this?
I sat around late night. And yeah. I see this guy and I'm enthralled. There's a little picture of a chicken leg. You flip that down. Now you have a dessert for dinner. So you flip down a dessert, a treat card or whatever. I like to start one of those with masturbation. You get like 5 or 6 a week. You flip the thing down. Maybe you want to save them for the weekend. You know what I mean? Maybe you're like me. You want to whack off 6 times of money and just buy a new deal-a-meal card. Start over again.
On Tuesday.
Yeah. But this is, let me tell you something. Drew, I know you don't fully appreciate this, but this is a problem. Guys, you guys out there with your bizarre masturbatory techniques, that ain't going to fly in the bedroom. And your penis is going to be used to a sensation that is totally different than sex, and that's going to cause problems.
We need a little change up, right?
Yeah.
Vary the technique.
Well, think about it. You start whacking off at 13, 14 years old, right? A lot of our listeners do. A lot of guys don't cut themselves a slice until they're 17, 18, sometimes even 19. I mean, they could be talking about 4 or 5 years of constant technique on their penis. Their penis has known no other technique. And you take 8, 9 times a week times 4 or 5 years, you're into the thousands of times. Now your penis actually experiences a real-life mouth instead of that cassava melon that was put in the microwave or a vagina or something, and it is perplexed.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's why everyone should adopt, we should adopt a standard masturbatory technique that simulates sex as much as possible.
You didn't really do the cantaloupe in the microwave, did you?
No. Why? Did I bring that up? Who said that?
I don't know.
Did someone tell?
Did I
say that?
No, dear.
I don't know where I came up with that. Here's my point. You go with lubrication, you go with the standard full fist and lubrication, you're home. You're home, baby. Right?
Full fist and lube?
Yeah, but if you're like one of our screwball...
store you're going to create? fist and lube?
Simply full fist and lube. Nothing but full fist and lube. The full fist and lube shoppy. And I spell it two P's and an E at the end, like a old English way?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You screwballs who are humping your dad's sheepskin car seat cover spread over, you know, the edge of your bed... You weirdos that are doing that hump the pillow thing and all this four-finger belly stroke stuff, this is going to bite you in the ass when you get with a woman, if and when you get with a woman, and it may not be for a while.
Full fist and lube means like a candle shop or tobacco shop.
Yeah, it does sound like...
Well, those hanging boards.
Yeah, that are carved out.
Yeah, right, carved out.
Yeah, with like an Indian with his hand on his penis carved out. Full fist and lube?
A bull.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Steve?
Hey, what's up?
You're 15, what's up?
Yeah, what's it called? One time, once in a while, I'll jack off, right? And, for, weeks, I'll, get constant boners.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if, that's normal.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
He masturbates, and then he gets boners. Fantastic. 15. Ray?
Yeah?
You're 14.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
My friend, I think he's killing his little stepsister.
Mm-hmm.
She's seven.
Uh-oh.
She's seven?
Uh-huh.
What makes you think this?
I go over there a lot, and I'm always seeing her, grabbing her, down there and all, making her sit on his lap and all.
Did you bring it up with him?
No.
Why don't you?
Say.
Well, he's your friend, right?
Yeah.
Well, I say, hey, weirdo, what's up? Huh?
Didn't think about that.
You told your parents?
Uh-uh.
How good a friend is he of yours?
We just play role-playing games together.
What kind of games?
Role-playing.
Role-playing.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah. His, my molestation meter went from 20% up to 65% when I heard the D&D. How do you play the role-playing games?
Rolling dice.
You roll dice?
We each have a character sheet and just act out our character. And one person is, god of the game.
I see. Uh-oh. And is he 14, too?
He's 15.
I'm going to tell your parents what you've been saying, just to alert an adult what might be going on there, okay?
Okay.
Is there any other thing going on with him? Is he okay otherwise?
Yeah, I guess. He don't really talk to any other girls other than his sister, from what I see.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, he's 15, he's in the D&D, he's a little awkward.
All right, let's just report to an adult, and
you
call him on
the... You close with your parents?
Huh?
Are you close with your parents?
Yeah.
All right, have a little talk.
Yeah.
Well, don't talk to him. Strange. See what they say.
Talk to him, too.
Yeah. Oh, there's trouble over at the Nerdman house. D&D, holy Christ. What is it? What snaps in a young man's brain that gets him into that Star Trek and the D&D and all that nonsense? And let me tell you guys something. Listen to me. Just listen. Everything you do should be for Poontang.
Jeez.
At 15,
okay.
I mean, you should base your life on it.
Mm.
Whatever clothes you wear, whatever sports you play, whatever you say, what music you listen to, everything.
For male.
For male. And D&D... Y'all, that ain't getting it with the ladies. Oh, man. Anderson?
What happened to just do your own thing and the ladies will find you?
Yeah. All right. As long as it's not Star Trek or D&D, and I know Anderson's probably did a little dabbling in D&D. Oh, we do role playing. Oh.
Hi, Mommy. I'm gay.
Oh. Do your own thing and let the girls sign you, but just as long as it's not any of that science fiction crap. Those guys just never got announced. Justin?
Yeah.
Conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Oh, boy.
Goodbye.
Justin, you're 17. What's that?
Yeah, I had sex, like, when I was 15 with a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know her that good. It was my friend's cousin, and I spent the night at his house, and his cousin was over there, and we just kind of went in the back room and then had sex. But I didn't have any protection or nothing, and here I am 2 years later, and I think I have, I don't know what I have. I have, like, some rash, but...
What did it look like, and where is it?
It's kind of on the left side of my pelvic area, but I don't know. It's,
so it's not on your penis, it's, like, in the pubic area?
Yeah, it's... I know it's not herpes because it's been there for about 6 months and hasn't gone away.
What does it look like?
It's just kind of like rough, and it's like about the size of a dime.
And it's been there for 6 months, but you had sex 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be eczema, it could be fungus, it could be anything. That probably has nothing whatsoever to do with the sexual encounter.
Okay, and also I kind of got struck by lightning a couple of times, like 6 months ago. So
Seriously?
Yeah.
In the groin?
No.
Struck by lightning? Yeah.
That's why I won't get the C-ring.
What were you doing?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be a lightning rod walking around a golf course. Brandon Johnson.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Prince Albert?
Yeah, it'd be God telling you to take that hoop out.
I was fishing on the Salton Sea, and I got struck twice in the same day.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't like the actual bullet. It was like a strand off of it.
Yeah.
And, like, the tip of my fishing rod was all buzzing and stuff. It was kind of cool.
You have superhuman powers?
I guess.
And then what happens?
Yeah.
Where are you
going?
That's right. Oh, yeah, you grow.
Did it hurt?
Actually, I couldn't feel anything.
Because you're unconscious, or?
No, I was just kind of numb everywhere, and it was raining, so.
Wow. That's incredible.
Hey, Justin?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to the doctor find out what it is?
Okay.
It's not a venereal disease, and I don't know if it's caused by the sort of
lightning. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't exactly hit by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, well, listen, he was more hit than anyone in this room.
Right.
But he didn't get two direct hits.
Right.
That'll F you up. Mm-hmm. I like there's people out there have been hit three times, and like the third one killed them.
Wow.
They explain that. You know what I mean?
No, he's in the middle of Salton Sea with a rock.
Well, that's his.
Yeah.
But other guys are like, they've been hit, you know, separated by years. We don't have lightning here, do we?
Not like that.
No. But the Salton Sea is not too far from here, is it?
Yeah, but it's in the water. I mean,
yeah.
It's the tallest thing out there.
Sally?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Well, my boyfriend, one of his balls is bigger than the other.
Does it weigh more, or is it just bigger?
It's a lot more, actually.
And it weighs a lot more?
Yeah.
So one is like 4 ounces, and that one maybe 7 or 8 ounces?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever had a doctor look at it?
No. He said it's been like that for about 2 years now.
Mm.
He thought it would just go away like the second week.
Have you
ever since he was hit by lightning?
Have you felt it? Is there anything hard in there?
Well, I don't think so. He said there's like no... like lumps or pebbles or anything.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't be such a pebble anymore.
So would you say one is the size of... Oh, boy. You know what a kumquat is?
No.
An olive.
A good one, Drew. One's the size of an olive, and the other one's the size of...
Nectarine?
No. Dare you. A plum.
Well, it's like one's the size of a baseball, and one's the size of a ping pong ball.
Okay. There you go.
Well, wait a minute. The ping pong ball one's pretty big, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you chicks, you have no spatial whatever.
Mm.
You cannot do that. That's why there's no good... that's why women aren't in building. They can't figure that kind of stuff out. That's why they can't park. You know that? They have 100 feet to parallel park. It looks like 4 feet.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, so Sally's got to go to a doctor.
Could be a cyst, like a spermatocele or
yeah.
Some sort of fluid-filled body. Could be a tumor. Could be a hernia. Could be a lot of different things.
Yeah, he said that sometimes, like, when he's, like, working out or something, like, a liquid comes down and makes it so heavy that it starts to hurt.
Well, look, he doesn't know what's going on there. If it's a hernia, it can strangulate, it can be a mess, it can be a life-threatening problem. He needs to see a doctor. He's waited 2 years.
He's got to go. Tell him Drew said he needs to go to a doctor.
Okay.
Are you having sex with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 14.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Honey, you should be having sex with 17-year-olds.
Yeah, but he's really sweet and treats me right, so...
All right, all right. He treats you right?
Yeah.
Not like your daddy?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, is your dad good to you?
Yeah.
All right, Davis. You using some protection?
Yeah, birth control.
All right.
You're on the pill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, it's like, it's weird. Like, if I had a 15-year-old daughter, and she's like, yeah, I'm having sex with my boyfriend, I'd be like, ugh. And then it'd be like, if she said, it's with a 19-year-old, I'd be like, ugh. But if she said, it's with a 13-year-old, I'd be like, hey. What's up? I mean, you're 14. You're not supposed to nail 15-year-olds when you're 14. When you're a 14-year-old guy, you're like a squirrely. You're not supposed to get a 1 year. That's huge.
And it's not particularly healthy for her. 15, really not neurological developmental.
Yeah, better. But, I mean, when you're in ninth grade, you're not supposed to be banging 10th graders. Or when you're in eighth grade, you're not supposed to be banging 9th graders. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I hate those guys.
Yeah.
I'll get them one day, though.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, listen, all you 14-year-old guys that are getting laid by older women, enjoy it while you can, because the party's going to end soon. Real soon, because I'm working on this one, baby. Stacy?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Mm-hmm.
You having sex with a 9-year-old?
No.
Okay.
What's up?
Not with anybody.
That's good. What's up?
Well, I sort of have, like, I guess it's a problem, like, I've never really been attracted to guys except for, like, characters on TV shows, like cartoon characters more specifically, like robots and aliens and stuff. And I think I'm like a freak or something.
Yeah.
Didn't we have this the other night, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had someone who was into...
I can't remember what it was.
He was into Sonic Hedgehog.
Hedgehog, yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
And she had a pretty gruesome past.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Huh?
Were you ever raped by Speed Racer?
No.
No.
She had a pretty depraved history. A lot of abandonment, a lot of abuse.
You know, so who are you into? Like, give us an example.
You know the show Beast Wars?
Yeah, I'm
Transformers.
Not really.
Beast Wars?
Yeah, the dinosaur guy.
Oh.
Get with it, Adam.
Do you watch Beast Wars?
Yes.
Drew masturbated to Thomas the Tank Engine once.
Ow!
Yeah, Sir Topham Hatt.
Sir Topham Hatt. True. How dare you. When is this cartoon on?
I think it just got canceled, but it was on, like, during the afternoon.
Well, is this guy like they draw him like Tarzan or something?
No, he hates everybody, and he's really hot.
Yeah, but does he look like a man?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean...
blue.
Oh, he's blue, but does he have, like, big muscles?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He's like the evil good guy. He's gone over to the other side.
I see. Yeah, Anderson.
Cool.
Yeah, you know, he's big with his D&D buddies. So, all right, but Anderson, does he look like a guy?
He's either a dinosaur or he's a robot.
He's one of the, he goes back and forth?
Transformers.
But when he's a robot, does he look like a bodybuilder?
No, actually, he's kind of smaller than the other guys.
So he looks like a square, except for his arms.
All right, where are we going with that?
He has huge arms. Those guys have big arms.
Let's establish the history here.
Nobody's horny.
Yeah, so what's up with you?
Well, I just wondered if it was weird because, like, most of the guys that are, like, human, you know, like, they're just, like, all jerks, I think. And I think it's more really that I like older guys, you know, they're a little more mature.
Yeah, guys who can transform into robots and hand cracks and
well,
things.
That's cool, too, but,
Yeah.
Like,
all right, David. Hey, listen. Let me tell you something. You're 13. That's fine. Better you're into robots than old dudes, you know?
But she's kind of an old dude.
Well, okay. Where's your dad?
He lives in L.A., and he's a bartender, and he's drunk.
There you go.
All right.
All right. What about just going lesbian and compromising?
That's disgusting.
All right. Okay. Yeah, stepdad, where's your mom? She all right?
Yeah, she's pretty normal.
All right. Is your life just one big sort of fantasy? Do you have friends?
Yeah, I don't really like any of them. I just hang around with them.
All right, you don't live in a fantasy world, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
You do.
Find some friends. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Now, I'm going to be the voice of Buzz Lightyear's Commander Nebula, coming out here in the Disney cartoon coming out. I think it's Saturdays, like in September. I don't know if it's ABC or whatever the hell it is. So you guys will be able to look forward to that. Was I telling you about that with my sister and her nephews?
Yay!
You know who my family is?
Yeah.
You know, they give a rat's ass about everything.
That's how listeners do, by the way.
But yeah, my nephews, they're, what the hell are those kids? Like 4 and 1.5 or something. They're, the 4-year-old's crazy for Buzz Lightyear.
Mm.
He's got that, he's got the doll,
right.
He runs around, he does the whole thing.
Right.
So I say to my sister, you know, they did these 65 episodes of Buzz Lightyear. The cartoon's going to come out. Disney's doing it. They've got a bunch of money poured into it. I'm Buzz's commander. I said, these kids are going to go nuts for this Buzz Lightyear cartoon that's coming out in a few months. I'm doing the voice of the commander. So, I'll be able to, like, get him some, maybe I'll give him some still shots, or I'll just come over and do the voice for him, or, you know, I'll get him some previews or some tapes or something. And, he's like, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I said, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, well, listen, you see, when Casper, that's why, ironically named after a cartoon, and I didn't want to get into the Casper thing, but when I come over to Casper after he's been watching this cartoon for a few weeks, and I come over and I do Buzz's, I do the voice of his commander, he's going to go nuts.
Yeah.
And he's, and I'm just like, yeah, all right. All right. That doesn't strike you as cool at all. I was like, yeah, that's all right. I mean, that's great. Fantastic. All right. Anyway.
She's your father's daughter.
My family. Okay.
Whatever.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Donna. Air gets trapped in her vagina during sex. Let's know if that's normal. We'll get into the sound that makes after this. It is Love Live. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Drew in that corner, Adam Carolla in this corner, and we're coming right back at you. Donna?
Yeah?
Swarming up for that lightning round, kitty. It's going to be a big one. 24, you got the air trapped in the vagina.
Yes.
Yeah. During certain positions or all positions?
I only noticed it once or twice, and then this last time there was a lot of it, and it was in doggy style.
Yeah, is it that it's trapped?
Well,
it doesn't come out?
Well, yeah, at first I thought my husband passed gas. But then he said, no, that wasn't me. And then when we were done, I felt all this pressure, and I just gave a little push, and then a whole bunch came out.
Nice. It was like squirreling that air away in your vagina for the winter. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what that doggy does.
So
I don't know why.
So it's common?
Yes.
I'm not such a freak.
No, you're not.
No.
It's very common.
Okay, so, but is there any way to stop that, or is it just...
It's positional. It's positional.
Okay.
You could shove some charcoal up there to absorb. No. No, it's a position thing.
It's a position thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now I feel better, though. I was like, okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I had a trough carved into my penis so I wouldn't collect air in there. It's like an escape valve. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was painful, I got to admit.
I wondered what that was when I was examining it the other day.
Yeah, a little air escape trough.
Yeah.
To bypass.
I mean,
it worked well. Thank you. Kevin?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, how are you, Adam?
Good.
It's finally good to get to talk to you and Mr. Drew.
Good.
Dr. Drew, it's nice to talk to you. I first wanted to ask, my major question here is, here lately, well, not lately, I would say for the past year or so, I've come into different confrontation with certain people. And, in doing this, this confrontation, it doesn't have to be from any specific thing, whatever it is. It's mainly, dealing with, trashy type people, you know, people of my community, around my neighborhood, you know. One of the problems that I'm having most with dealing with these people is it's a constant irritation to want to seek revenge on these people.
Sure.
And in most cases, the people that I'm trying to seek revenge on are basically your immoral trailer trash type people that just
have no moral in their life, you know.
Well, listen, someone has to do God's work.
Right.
And why not Kevin?
Right, why not Kevin? Well, yeah. Kevin doesn't want to do God's work.
What do you do, like burn hobos when they're passed out on park benches and stuff like that?
No, it's not so much into that. It's to try to sum it up for you. I deal with certain people, usually my same age group.
Right, okay. Do they have any idea what he's talking about?
No. Where's the Rosetta Stone?
It's in his ass. Let me tell you something about homeless, though. I do pass a few of them on the way home. And here's the thing. I see homeless guys. I know maybe you're not thinking clearly if you're homeless, but you got to be thinking clearly enough to find yourself a corner to pass out in. You see homeless guys passed out in the middle of a stretch of sidewalk, like in the middle of it? You know what I'm talking about? Like, if I was homeless, I'd wander around, I'd go to a freeway overpass or something, I'd crawl up into something, I'd fall asleep in a place where I had, like, my back covered and one side covered. This is what cats do and dogs do when they go to bed. They like to sleep in the corner, so if they're going to get attacked or something's going to happen, it's going to come from one direction.
Yeah.
Homeless guys, they fall asleep in the middle of the sidewalk. Like, people have to step over them. Like, if your car jumped the curb or something, you just run right over them.
Yeah.
I see a bunch of those guys. They're right on top of a park bench, right off of Franklin there, just, like, right under a streetlight. I mean, wouldn't you just, if you're homeless, wouldn't you just hop a fence and go into a schoolyard and sleep, like, in a sandbox or something? Like, kind of get off the beaten path a little bit?
Maybe it's less dangerous out in the open like that.
Yeah. All right. So who is this guy we're talking to?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, yeah. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
You need to tell us exactly what's going on in about 15 seconds.
Two sentences.
Ready? Go.
Basically, what's going on is certain problems that I've had with people in the past have been building up inside of me constantly.
What problems?
It can stem from anything. It's just your normal confrontation with people.
Why people in your neighborhood?
You know how it is growing up.
No.
You had the kid in the neighborhood, the big bully.
You're 22.
Right.
So where are you living? Away from home?
No, I'm still living at home.
Why are you living at home at 22?
Well, actually, I have a really good job, and I'm saving up to buy a piece of property and try to get my life established.
All right. So what's your job?
I'm a machinist.
Ooh, working with metal.
Yes.
All right. What kind of stuff do you machine?
We do, I really hate to say too much,
Oh, no kidding.
Not to divulge too much.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the F you're talking about. You've been on the line for 3 minutes now.
It's just, it's a job.
All right, who cares? What am I, nuts asking Kevin what he machines? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kevin. I forgot it was Kevin. He's a machinist. I asked him what he machines. I had a 10-minute discussion on why he can't tell me what he machines. Turns out, you know, it's probably lawnmower parts, but he couldn't, the son of a bitch just couldn't spit it out. All right. Kevin, you tell me what you machine or I hang up on you. Ready? In one word. Ready? Go.
Corrugated boxing material.
You machine boxing material?
We machine the parts that make the boxes.
Okay. All right. That's exciting work. So, you're saving up. You're moving out. Until then, stop talking to people in your neighborhood. I don't know what your question is. I don't got enough time to get to it. Are you angry?
There's an anger built up inside, yeah.
All right. But that doesn't have to do with your neighborhood people, though. That has to do with you. So, why don't you talk to somebody before you do something stupid, like stab somebody with a... It was a die.
Well, it's not so much that. I know it's hard to understand, but once you deal with these people for so long and you have to put up with it.
What people?
I hate to give you the scenario because I could spend all day, and I know I've been on here long enough. But what I'm basically trying to get to is there are certain people that I've dealt with in previous parts of my life, throughout time.
Yeah.
These people have struck a nerve with me terribly.
Yes.
I've gone thinking about it.
This is a taxi driver.
Yeah.
I've gotten sick with it, and it's
right.
To the point now
okay.
where
you need
I
to
know
more.
The gentleman.
And those people don't even know your name. Do you know that? And never think about you.
Yes. And the justice system isn't working. And you can't call no one.
Uh-oh.
These people are to the point where you do something to them, they're coming back for you.
All right. Hey, Kevin?
Yeah.
Just listen. Here's your job.
Move the hell out
Save
of
Save your money up yeah. and move. And don't talk to any of these people. And if you're angry, go to the shrink or hit the heavy bag.
All right.
All right, but don't you listen, Kevin.
Yes.
You may not know it, but you're a little bit crazy.
No, I'm very sane. I come from a very moral.
All right, good. No vengeance. You understand?
Right.
Don't act on anything. You'll ruin your life.
Okay.
Just move away, and then call us back in 5 years when magically you're having trouble with people in your new neighborhood. What do you think the chances are?
Magically.
I did say magically, didn't I?
Yes, yes.
That's the operative word. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 24.
Uh-huh.
You sweat a lot under your arms?
Plenty.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yikes.
A lot of guys do that.
But this is like 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, you use a deodorant.
I do. I tried anything new that comes up.
There are actually procedures that can be done to sort of change the nerve input into that area and actually remove parts of the gland things. But
yeah, what about getting that Xerax there, that Zovirax, or
I don't know if that could work under the arm, but somebody could try it.
Why not? What do you mean? It'll work anywhere you spread it on.
Yeah.
Go to the dermatologist and ask him. I got some stuff once.
It's a different glandular thing. The apocrine gland.
The what gland?
Apocrine.
Does any of that deodorant stuff work?
Yeah.
It does?
A little bit.
What about, you know what commercial I see every night when I get home? It's that guy who's out in the desert and he rides an ATV and he's like good looking, but he's kind of Gen X-y and he's telling you what kind of dude he is. Every deodorant commercial, the guy explains you what kind of guy he is. And you know what? I'll give you multiple choice on what kind of guy he is. Okay? Mr. 45% guy? Now, don't jump in yet. I know you think that might be the right answer. Mr. 82% guy? Or could he be Mr. 110% guy? He does everything fast-paced. He works hard, and you know what else?
Plays hard.
He plays hard, too. He's on the move. He don't have time to be slowed down with sweat. And if you're like he is... And I'm thinking to myself, I am exactly like you are, except for right now you're shooting hoop and I'm jacking off. And there's a TV dinner next to me. Other than that, we're the same dude. Oh, except for the part about the rollerblader. And I don't know, you know, every one of these goddamn commercials, when it's a chick and it has to do with a tampon, douche, or venereal wart, she's into kickboxing.
Yeah.
Every chick is boxing now. Every deodorant commercial, every douche commercial,
they're
beating the crap. Yeah, well, it's that great wart commercial, but every commercial is the chick is now boxing, and every dude commercial, the dude is rollerblading. Usually some kind of inline hockey thing down at the beach with the League of Nations mixed batch of ethnicities he plays with, the black guy and the Asian guy and the Mexican guy. You know, they're all, like, spread out because it's important that he has a friend. He has, like, an IHOP-type friendship going on with everybody. But he's a hard-working dude, but when he's with the ladies at night, he doesn't want to sweat. It's okay to sweat during the day when you're working hard, but not when you're with the ladies, and especially not when they get back to his apartment with the ceiling that's 40 stories high and the brick wall and the Harley that he parks in the corner there.
The hearth.
The big hearth. And that big studio that guy lives in. Who are these guys, and what's up? And by the way, Drew?
Yeah?
Have you ever demanded anything from a deodorant? I don't even know what a deodorant does. I've never demanded anything. I've never declared that one worked better than the next. Look through this window, by the way.
I've never seen more bored, uncomfortable pusses in my entire life.
I got
to get a panel of boredom.
I got to jump in on my deodorant tag here. I got to tell you something, because I was Friday, a guy... from ABC, John, I can't think of John's last name. He's way up there. I just met with him about something. Anyway, he called me at home. I don't know the guy that well. I've met with him a couple times. He's an executive over at
ABC,
right. He called and he said, I got a call. I called Adam. I just want to say that Space Camp thing you were talking about, that Space Camp call, that was the best piece of radio I ever heard in my life. I was laughing. I was crying. That whole Space Camp thing you did, you were talking about last Thursday, that was amazing theater, he said. And I said, And he said, Space Camp. You remember talking about Space Camp last week? And I said, yeah, I remember that. And he said, that was brilliant. And I said, and I'd never talked to this guy on the phone in my life. I met him a couple of times. I just wanted to call. He said, I didn't think you'd be home. I just want to leave you a message. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, you know, I'm glad you called. That's great, because when you're sitting in here and you look through the window, not just look through the window. Sure, you don't want to talk a little more about
you
space
know what,
camp?
I want to
Aren't you interested in space camp at all?
I am.
You are good and bad.
I'm looking at Anderson and Daniel, and
I am.
And listen, I know you guys aren't supposed to be laughing or smiling or anything, and I know this is all boring and old stuff, and the honeymoon is over. But I'm saying, if we were shooting a movie where three people were supposed to look bored, they would tell them to reel it in a little bit because it seemed a little over the top. I mean, hands, like, you know when you take your one palm or your one hand and it kind of, your face melts on it, you put it in your cheek and you're looking down. All three of them, with one hand propping their head up, eyes sort of rolled back and just looking down during that speech. So I said to this guy, I'm glad you called, because I have no idea how this stuff goes, because I got Drew over here who's interested in moving on to the next call. And then if I look through the window there, I have a bunch of people whose hands are melting into their faces. So God bless it. And who knows? Whatever, that deodorant could have been a gem. Maybe I'll get a call tomorrow.
CBS will call you tomorrow.
From CBS.
Doubt it?
Anderson doubts it. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Drew? Oh, the lightning round. Yeah, after this. Yeah! I mean, he's right close because there's a lot of lives back to happen in the middle. Lightning round! Let's check time for right back in the boat. It's 11:46. That's 13 minutes and 40 seconds to win the hour straight up. I mean, he's right close. Tomorrow night, Veruca Salt's coming in here. And let me tell you something about those chicks from Veruca Salt. They are hot. Hi! Let's hop back on the phone. Let's go to the radio land. Oh, what's going on? Stanley! Oh, Stanley, 16, brother, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. Stanley?
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to know why girls have sex with their shirts on? Blah, blah, blah. Huh? Mm-hmm. What gals have sex with their shirts on there, Stan?
Well, when I was, before my birthday, I was having sex. And so I was into it, and the girl just kept on having a shirt on. I asked her to take it off. I don't know why. I'm in her.
She's ashamed. She doesn't feel good about her body. She's not ready to be doing what she's doing, frankly. But
Stan, let me check down a little bit. It's 11:47 and 20 seconds. That is 12 minutes, 40 seconds, without an hour straight up. The witching hour, no midnight, back down in the middle of the night around. The fastest 14 minutes, right? Stan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Probably had a tattoo of her ex-boyfriend. You know what I'm saying, brother? Live there, Gooball. One Betty keeps her shirt off. That don't mean all of them do. Right there, do you? Better drop it back in the phone again. Dan?
Hey.
Danny 14. She's made that middle light around his mouth. Girlfriend gets violent during sex. You want to know if that's normal?
No, I want to actually have to tell her to let her off easily or tell her ask her how to quit.
What do you mean she gets violent just pulling on your nipples?
No, it's more like she's more into chains and stuff.
And chains.
Into sort of sadomasochistic stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about chains, like anchor chain, not like mannequin chains, right, buddy?
And you want to end the relationship?
No, I just...
Hold on, Drew, let me check that. It's 11:48 and 15 seconds. That's 11 minutes before the best of the way. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted an easy way to let her off, or let her know that I don't like it too much.
No, you don't... Just tell her that.
Uh-huh.
And listen, you don't have to engage in stuff that you don't like to do.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's a sense of reduced intimacy, not improved sex.
Let me tell you something about Israel Cole. He don't mind a little rough trade every once in a while. A little nipple play. A little nipple play, Andrew.
Too much information.
Drew's a very passionate man. Certainly you can understand a little nipple play.
Ever hang around the gymnasium?
Lori, you're 23.
Hey.
Hey, what's wrong with her?
Ma'am, like the radio?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Goes out of her way to get in trouble. What kind of trouble you get in there, Tizzy?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that is about getting in trouble and stuff.
You know what about?
What kind of trouble?
Like, I don't know. I'd like less to get, like, be put in prison or, like, something like that. If it wasn't for all the other consequences.
Good.
Like, getting put in a corner or stuff.
Hold on, let me talk about what's this bitch talking about? Let me check time. It's 11:49:35. That is 10 minutes, 25 seconds away from the top of the hour. 12 minutes.
Do you do stuff that gets you in trouble?
Well, no, I just have a fetish about it. I don't actually do anything.
A fetish about being in a prison.
Well, it's hard to explain.
Yes, it is.
No kidding, now, honey. You know what? Call back tomorrow night, and you can explain it all to whoever's still there for me. I'm going to hop back on the phones again. We're going to talk to Joanna. Joanna's 15.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hi. I'm attracted to my stepbrother.
Uh-huh.
How old is he?
He's 14.
How long have you been your stepbrother?
Well, he's not really my stepbrother yet until May.
No, you
better.
Oh,
no.
You better make hay while the sun shines, baby.
Uh-huh.
That's bad news. It's going to be one of those awkward Thanksgivings you ever heard.
Yeah, and my mom lets him spend the night in my room.
No.
And where are you? You're in your room, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Let me check time off. It's 11:50 and 40 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 20 seconds away. Stop the hour. Joanna, you're going to have trouble there, so you can't stay away from him.
Okay.
Stay away.
Please.
You understand?
There's other guys. Play with the guys out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to make for a very, very awkward, disruptive sandwich.
Hey, Joanna.
Yeah.
Don't you have a cousin or something you're going to have sex with instead?
Yeah.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
No, never mind. All right, let's go to the phones. I have a lot of seven talking to the gore. Go to the blues, right, 14 years old. Well, this course problem is you got a little erection with a girl, but it died him up. If I whip that, they have it out of the belt. That's normal. Corey?
Yeah.
You got an erection?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend tied you up and whipped you with the belt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She's 16.
I hope you're tipping well, right, brother?
Yeah.
16, you're 14?
Yeah.
You make Ace Reckless sick. You really do.
What?
Let me check time real fast. It's 11:51 and 40 seconds. That's 8 minutes and 20 seconds away. Corey?
Yeah.
Do you have sex with your 16-year-old girlfriend now?
Yeah.
And she smacked you with a bell?
No, that's before.
So what's your question about it?
I don't know if there's something wrong with me because I got erected or what.
Erected about it.
You got a, hey, when you're a kid, did you used to play with one of those erect sets?
What?
Erect door sets.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right, Corey. That's making a little joke.
I can't.
You're right. You're right.
He's worried.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You all right?
He's aroused by this sort of sex playing.
That's good times. Good times. Tim?
Yeah.
Tim, you're 18 years old.
Yeah. I'm
what's your problem there, bud? What's your problem?
Yeah. I'm 18, and my girlfriend. And when we got together 6 months ago, I was only 17, so statutory rape wasn't a problem. But now, I mean, I haven't had sex since I turned 18 because...
Me neither.
Well, she's from a Hispanic family, and her mom only speaks Spanish, and I don't speak a bit of it.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid if she wouldn't approve of us having sex or not.
Yeah.
So just,
what state are you calling from?
Hawthorne.
State of Hawthorne.
Delaruna, Palula, Blanca. That means the white bird flies. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Girlfriend's 15?
Yep.
Yeah. But let me tell you, the Mexicans are used to that stuff.
No,
she probably thinks you're a little young for
it. Oh, come on.
Let me check time. It's true, you know what goes over there in Mayville?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Damn it, old man.
She's young. Come on.
She's too young, man. You gotta find someone a little older. 18 years old, you gotta find an old girlfriend. This is my age bracket. You shouldn't want a girlfriend that's 15 when 18 years old. I know it's all you can get, but you gotta move on. But
anyway, I don't know. Is it 3 years from the age of the under 18 year old, or 2 years?
Let me check that a little bit.
He actually may be okay from the 10% century.
Let me check that. It's 11:53 and 45. 6 minutes and 15 seconds away. It's not the hour. Ace Rock Hole. I'm a good part of that group. Baruch is all going to be in around night. They are hot, hot, hot. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after some original message. Another fabulous show in the ground.
In our security guard, he's got four kids.
Ugh.
Four kids.
No.
Imagine that.
Oh. Oh. That was real. All right, Veruca Salt will be in here tomorrow night. We like those girls. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Anne Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.